Hello, this is David Brim, and I'm the founder of Orlando Entrepreneurs. We are the hub for Orlando entrepreneurship, and our mission is to connect, cultivate, and celebrate our local entrepreneurs. We bring together our local entrepreneurial ecosystem to help impact our entrepreneurs, their companies, and our local economy. Learn more at OrlandoEntrepreneurs.org. Now over to Josh Wilson to get forward with our show.
Good day, fellow entrepreneurs in Orlando, Florida. My name's Josh. I'm the host of the show, and I travel around, talk with entrepreneurs in Orlando and those who support the entrepreneurial community to show you guys that Orlando is really a great place to build and grow a business and to invest in businesses and to stay here in Orlando. So today on the show, really interesting person doing some really exciting things in immersive technology and augmented reality. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow entrepreneurs, welcome Alfred Espidol to the show. Alfred, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you for having me. You almost got my last name right.
Yeah. I was close, on path for it.
Yeah, you're good.
So besides butchering your name, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and the company that you're building?
My name is Alfred. I'm actually from South Florida, West Palm Beach. And I started Launchable about 2 years ago around the UCF area. Originally, it started off as like just an app development company where like we couldn't really figure out what we needed to do. And somehow we started specializing in augmented reality. After we created a learning tool to teach kids how to read, and UCF started using it into their program. So other than that, we just started making a lot of things within AR.
Okay, so you came from South Florida, moved to Orlando. You were building some apps and building some stuff to teach kids to read, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about that. How did you get involved in that, and why did you choose that path as your first kind of things that you guys were building?
Yeah. It actually was intended for my old middle school. So I grew up dyslexic, and I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't find anything out until around my ninth grade. And since like I had these connections with these teachers already, and I like had strong passion for it, and I actually hated the educational system, still do now, not a big fan of it. I constantly just started making learning tools that will help my teachers back home to use in their schools. And we just started eventually like building that up into a product. And then we ended up I just wanted to give it to free to these like schools that I used to go to. So I started targeting dyslexia since that's what I knew and started reading. So I went forth and just made it for Ms. Buckland, she works at St. Juliana's now. And then we got some traction with some local, some of the UCF teachers, and they actually wanted to use it in some of their programs. So that was a huge, huge bump. And then we took that platform and we just started leasing that out to other companies so they can actually become more immersive. But the reason we started it all was just because I saw a problem and I thought the educational system was a little broken, and the original intention wasn't to make any money off of that.
Yeah. So you actually built it to solve a problem that you had and that people like you had. And then you just started giving it away.
Yeah. We gave that away. But we got into the AR realm because when we were making that and we got some, we didn't get the AR realm because of this. We got traction because we ended up just putting like a spaceman on top of our business cards as a giveaway. And we couldn't do anything differently. Like, we didn't have anything at the trade show to give away. So we're like, let's just augment the business card and give it to people. So when we did that, that's when we noticed from getting zero leads and zero traction to our website, from this business card alone, we ended up getting 7 leads overnight. And we're like, okay, well, you know what? We got a business model now. So we went to UCF and tried making and learning new business tactics and like how to start a company. And I failed in the past, but this one seemed to work. I ended up having going to Canvas because UCF wasn't really the best fit for us to even try to grow. But Canvas downtown, which is now Starter Studio, really helped us just get off the ground. So that was pretty nice.
Got it. So you went to Canvas and talk to us about your experiment there. What did they help you with? How did you your path to grow from no leads to 7 leads overnight? Hey, we might have a business, and now it starts to grow. Talk to us about that journey.
Really interesting. So we went into Starter Studio, and I just needed an office space. Or at the time, it was Canvas, and I just needed an office space. So I'm sitting down, and Lewis, the first person I meet in Canvas, is talking to me about this program he's in called Starter Studio, which is an accelerator program. And if you don't know about it, I definitely recommend it to start off there. They taught me things. I got into the program. First of all, you actually have to apply to this program and try to get in. So we got in using our AR technology, showing them what we're doing and what we're making. I meet other companies like Streamfluence and like David Whitaker. Like, I'm meeting these awesome people, individuals to help me move forward. So we meet other entrepreneurs like-minded to help us move forward. And in this program, they were teaching us small things like, have you talked to your customer before? And like, do you know what a business model canvas is? So like these ground level places that you don't really think of starting, but you realize how important they are to a business. And then you're like, okay, you know what? I've been tackling my business method all completely wrong, and this isn't really taught. So they actually helped me the beginning steps. But what's interesting, after all of that happened and I got a crazy amount of traction from just Starter Studio alone, after I ended up going to another accelerator program called Venture Scale Up that's in Catalyst, which is another co-working space. They helped you move from like that startup phase to like a hockey stick, which I didn't really hockey stick. We just got a little bit better. So again, it was just like another accelerator program that helped us move forward. So I think it's awesome that Orlando could provide us from the beginning stages to like where we are now. So it was nice.
Well, that's good. So you jumped into these groups, you kind of stumbled upon a product. And when you got into these groups, they started teaching you some fundamental things. Can you share with us, maybe some of the things that you were learning or the questions that they were asking you? Because I think those are valuable questions that, sometimes we overlook or we don't think about for our own business.
I think one of them was really just ask your customer and get to know your customer. That was really important. And then how to find your customer was really important, because like everyone always assumes that like I'm going to build this thing and everyone's going to use it. But that's never the case. Or like, I'm really excited. I have all this energy and I'm going to go. But what do I do? So it was nice that they actually moved us forward. If you wanted beginning steps, just like off this podcast right now, go look up the business model canvas. That alone will at least get you in the right direction. And fill it out. And then you won't get it right the 100% time, like every single time, but you'll start somewhere and then you'll at least get to move forward. And not a lot of people get to do that. And everyone just thinks you're building a product. But I think that was like the main thing I really learned. After that, it's like when you start going, I've learned like we broke down on this Excel sheet, and it's like, what are you mainly good at and what are people buying from you? And those are your focus points. And that helped us move like progressively higher. Like, so what you were good at, and like that'll actually define like how you can hockey stick after that.
Wow, that's great, man. Thank you for sharing. So you guys are in immersive tech and augmented reality. For those listening into the show who have no clue what that actually means, and maybe spaceships or space people on business cards, like what does that mean? Like, paint a picture for us of what immersive tech is.
Immersive tech is, immersive tech is just any technology you're thinking of, like AR, VR, mixed reality. This technology that is not, like, I guess the best way to put it is more like, think of a ride, something that kind of captures you, like in, Disney. So think of that technology. Like, that's what we kind of specialize in. Yes, we've worked so much in AR, and that's what our specialty is now, just because, like, that's what we've been building the most of. And that's what we kind of zeroed in on. So that's been really good. But if you don't know what AR is, and I know you're familiar with VR, AR is taking that digital content and putting it into the real world. So much like you see in Snapchat, like with the dog ears on your face. So it's like, that is what AR is, or the Pokemon just showing up in reality. So that's what primarily we make.
Awesome. So if you look on your phone, and people are like on Facebook or Snapchat, and they're looking at their phone on the picture, and they could add bunny ears on themselves, yeah, or like do a funny face. That's augmented,
yeah,
reality.
Yeah. Or you just, another example would probably just download our app. So download Launchable. This is primarily our demo app, and just look at a dollar bill. And from there, you'll see the dollar bill come to life. And then that'll be another way you guys can check it out.
Okay. So if you download the Launchable app, which could they find in Apple and Google?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then through the app, look at a dollar bill on your phone, and they're in for a surprise?
Yeah. And then we'll change it up every so often. So it'll be different every single time.
Oh, that's exciting. All right. So talk to us. So you started building about 2 years ago. Where are you guys now in terms of business stage? Like, what are you focused on? Where are you guys at?
What are we focusing on and where we're at? Well, we're in Orlando. So what we're really at right now. So we're actually just bringing on some new clients at a different revenue model. So we tried a couple different revenue models, and this one seems to be the best that we're working at. And we're really zeroed in, focusing on giving other companies like competitive advantages. So through like AR or just anything with immersive tech, giving them like VR tools. So typically like a client will come up to us and tell us what they're doing and how their processes are. And we can knock down their processes by just adding some AR or get them into their audience or whatever door they need to by incorporating some AR. So that demo app that we have is a public platform for anybody to jump on at a really low rate. So if you're a startup company, you can just have some AR features by just jumping onto our AR platform. And if you wanted your own app, we're renting it out. So we'll white label our app completely and we'll make it do what you want it to do in AR. So you just come into the office and we actually work that all out. But for these bigger companies that we're starting to work with, like enterprise level, they don't want they already have their own app. So our third tier is like, we integrate this camera into their application and they tell us what they want us to do. And then the nice thing is like a lot of these companies are using us for the analytic data behind it all, trying to figure out how AR is going to help them and affect their marketing tactics. So we'll come back with them and let them know like how long someone's looking at it and where they're looking at it and how many times someone's looking at these pieces so they can, I mean, worst to say is like they're going to throw an advertisement at you at these moments. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're making advertising fun, essentially.
Yeah, like we'll make it into a game. But realistically, the first time we ever made it was a learning tool and we figured out how to capture someone's attention. And now we're like, okay, well, we can do that to the rest of the public.
Oh, that's great. So give me an example. So I'm a business, you know, maybe a business type, and I'm looking to create a competitive advantage and use augmented reality for myself. What would that look like? Like, how would myself as a company, you know, use your product to grow my business?
Yeah. So I'll just say you're a realty company because right now realtors are using us. So it's like they're using it on their mailers. And so what they're doing is they're using their mailers to go out. And then when they hit someone's house, they'll know the return on investment if it's like if someone's looking at this flyer or if anything, and they can get in contact with them an extra point. But also the other advantage is like this house now, they're basically shipping a house to these people. It'll show up, it'll 3D pop out, like it'll pop open, and they can integrate with the house by just tapping it. Sometimes we'll actually even like have different homes so they can swipe through or change the color of the home or the interior of the house. Or if you just are trying to get an advantage as a realtor, we can also just put that as like in VR, put people into tours without even leaving the office. So that's a one way you can actually integrate with it.
Okay, so this is a huge problem that you're solving, because in the direct response world where they're sending out thousands of flyers, a lot of times they don't know if the flyers are working or if their marketing materials are working. So with your app and with your process, they could actually measure the effectiveness if these brochures and flyers are being seen by people and being engaged with by people.
Yes, and I wouldn't even consider us an app because realistically the app doesn't mean anything. It's really the platform that we made and like letting people use. So it's just on the store, it won't even be just like Launchable, this app always does all this stuff. it's going to be branded towards these, you know, companies. So if it was, say, any real estate company, right, it's branded around them. So their customer doesn't get confused thinking they're using a third party application. It's like, no, they're just renting our platform so they can use it in ARV or whatever it may be. But we made it such an easier barrier for these companies to get into this immersive tech that they're not buying these crazy solutions that are costing like $100,000.
That's awesome. That is, I see that being like a really incredible innovation. So kudos to you guys for, you know, building that into serving the community through that. Let's talk fun now. What kind of like fun things have you seen in augmented reality or VR? Like, what is like something maybe weird or fun that you have seen or built?
There's Tekken, or no, Street Fighter. You ever play Street Fighter?
Yeah, back in the day, absolutely.
Okay, so somebody, and I didn't build this, but I think it was cool. They built like Ryu and Ken just fighting in reality, and that was really cool. Simple things like I thought was really cool was also this kid was wearing the HoloLens, so you can see just like it's mixed reality, and he played Mario in Central Park. So like he looks around him, and there's a whole bunch of just like he's in the Mario stage, and he has to run down Central Park, and he'll jump up and hit them like the blocks, and a mushroom will come out, and he can actually just throw fireballs. I think I might have posted it, but that was really cool. And I think just art alone, that's why I really want to do like murals and stuff, but art alone, when that comes to life, if you get, I think that is really cool. And I know like noticing other artists that gets to make augmented pieces, those have been really cool to see.
Got it. So someone's visiting Orlando and they see a beautiful mural on the wall and they look at it through the Orlando app, you know, for example.
Yeah, like some area. Like,
what could they expect to see?
And that's the worst part. I can't even explain that. Like these artists are not only just putting this painting alone is really amazing. And now it's shifting. It's moving. It's coming to life. Maybe it's leaving the canvas and or the wall and ready to touch you, or you can interact with it. I mean, there was one random thing that we built onto it. It's like we made beer pong on top of it for no reason. And like these artists just like having more. Like, so I think it's really cool that they get to now, it's like another dimension. It's like the fourth dimension we get to just like kind of mess with.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like you're having an absolute blast building this with you and your team. You know, how big are you guys and where do you see you guys going in the future?
We're a team of 8, and hopefully in the future we can just have a whole much more fun, and we have some pretty fun clients that let us just build really fun things for them. But right now we're going to get really good at our platform and like completely expand it out to as many more things that we can offer onto it. I know right now our team is focusing on just making the VR side, just working onto our application and offering that to everybody. And we have some AR stuff that we have to fix, but I'm just enjoying what we're doing.
That's great, man. So, I mean, what other industries? So you mentioned real estate and direct mailing. What other industries, and you also mentioned like tourism as you see murals on the wall, what other industries could find this valuable, you know, to build and grow?
The healthcare industry is actually something that we're exploring. We just got our first partner with that. If you can visualize like inside of a body beforehand, like that's pretty nice. So the healthcare industry, the educational realm, so like 100%, like education is probably one of the keys for this. And I'm going to say marketing. If you just need some marketing help, like that's been working out for a lot of people. Oh yeah. And then we just got our first deal in Portugal. So we went to do a publishing company out there. So if you're in the publishing, if you're in books, magazines, that seems to be working out for this industry as well.
Okay, so give me an example of you know, maybe what you're doing with them. So I open up a book or a magazine and it comes to life?
Yeah, so you're thinking like, oh my gosh, what does this really look like? Well, oh my gosh, I can really see what this building looks like, or I can see what the experience looks like, or they make it a game and they make it interactive, or a person just starts talking to you like it's Harry Potter. Like, you ever watch Harry Potter and like these paintings come to life?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing to some of these magazines. So they can either encourage somebody to either like, some of these magazines are like for a hotel. So so that kind of really is nice, just to like see the hotel. And it's interesting that print is still a thing. I thought it would be all digital now, like, but apparently it's still relevant and works out for them.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of making it relevant again.
I hope so.
Helping them innovate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So, if people want to find you, they want to find more about your business. Maybe they're a company that goes, I have no clue how you could help us, but we want to start finding out more information. Where's a good spot where they can find you guys?
You can find us at teamlaunchable.com, or you can find us on any social media handle at teamlaunchable.
Awesome. 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 So in terms of Orlando, you mentioned some really great resources. Can you highlight maybe a few resources and maybe even a few people that you want to give a shout out to or thank for helping you as an entrepreneur build and grow?
For sure. Definitely Dale at Starter Studio. She's like a great founder, like someone just to help you get started and everything. That's somebody you should probably reach out to. That's really good. Dennis over at Catalyst, great person to know. Really friendly environment. I would recommend going and work out there. If you haven't been to an OTAB, that's Orlando Tech and Beer event, go to one of those. That'll definitely broaden your network out. And I would look like that. That's hands down because of Tommy and Josh. Those two people alone. Josh is at CEO of Pandera. Them two alone have helped us get really far just in this industry. So those are the places I'd recommend to start. Just contacting those people or getting involved in any of those organizations. So like getting involved with Catalyst, anybody with Canvas, or I mean Starter Studio, or anybody in OTAB, which I help out in OTAB. So if anybody wants to reach out to me, I can get you guys involved.
All right. Why don't you do a little plug for OTAB? What is OTAB? I think it's a great idea. Tell us about OTAB and what you guys are doing.
Orlando Tech and Beers is just something for us to bring the tech community together and like-minded individuals, just so they can network together, and then hopefully, you know, something will come out of it and it'll grow the actual tech industry here in Orlando. So we host an event at the end of the month, the last Thursday of every month, and it is free beer, free tacos, and then just a whole bunch of tech. So we just encourage everybody to come out and meet other individuals. The last one was just, I think we had RSVP over 400 people that RSVP'd. We were on top of the Chase building. It looked like a massive party, but we got a crazy amount of connections out there. We met a lot of individuals that I haven't seen in a very long time. So definitely, definitely check out Orlando Tech and Beers, and you can check out their website or them on meetup.com.
Now, there were some pretty pretty big companies that were there checking out talent, checking out innovations, you know. So that's really a good place to go if you're learning technology, if you want to get into it.
Or if you even wanted to try to find a new customer, that's probably a good place to start.
Oh, that's incredible. So OTAB, and you can find all these links in the show notes, so that way you guys don't have to, you know, go searching for these. You know, we want to be the resource for you guys. So if you're listening in and you want to learn more about what Alfred's doing, or if you want to find some of these resources or even the people that he was mentioning, just go down to the show notes, click on those, and it'll bring you right to that. We want to make it easy for you. So Alfred, as you're building here in Orlando, what do you think is really strong about Orlando? And then what do you think we could improve upon in the future in Orlando for a place for entrepreneurs?
So what are we strong at? I think it's interesting enough. I think what we're really good at is organizing events and probably game development. I think the game industry here is strong, and that's where we really focus on. So kudos to everybody like Nomicon and like EA and these big companies. Our game developers here are on point. I think what we need to improve on is working together. Like all these communities are super scattered. They need to work together to help get the message out to people who are not in the tech industry, because that's where like we really need to make our money. And like, that's how we need to grow, by getting people who don't know about us already involved. So my main focus is really to like, I am spreading out of Orlando, trying to get sales anywhere else. and bring it into Orlando to get people known, because we shouldn't be known for just Disney and, you know, Islands of Adventure, but we have other things here, but people aren't realizing it.
Okay, right on, right on. Well, I think you're doing an incredible job with, you know, with your company, with Launchable, and with OTAB, and all the groups that you're giving shout outs to. Yeah, those are really awesome resources for people who are looking to build or grow a business. Do you have some pieces of advice for entrepreneurs that may be a little bit, maybe behind you, or they're just getting started? What kind of advice could you give to early stage entrepreneurs?
Don't give up. You're going to fail and fail. Just whatever. You're going to fail. Like, and you're going to fail fast, but you better get up pretty fast. Like, I remember our early stages, I was working out of my house. And then when that didn't work out, I was working at UCF library, renting out the study rooms to get people in there. So don't give up. You're going to pivot a lot and you should start now.
Yeah. Well, I agree. So talk to us about one point where you had like a huge victory, where you and your team were celebrating, or like a eureka moment, or something where you were like working and an event happened and you're like, you're boom, blown mind. Do you have any of those events that came out in your mind?
That was literally when, that's when I got 7 leads overnight. That was weird to me. I'm literally just, I went to bed after this conference, and then I wake up, and then I barely get any emails at this moment. So I have 7 new emails, and I was like, what is this? This is great. I just wake up. I wake up late because I work really late. So I wake up really late. It's like probably 11 o'clock, and I'm like, in the morning, I got 7 leads. I'm like, I'm going to follow up with all of these. I can't believe that happened, because our goal was 7 in a week. Like, we need to be able to get 7 in a week. And for me to do that overnight, I was just like shocked, like completely shocked that someone reached out to us. It's like complete strangers are just looking for you. I'm like, what? That was incredible.
That is absolutely incredible when a stranger finds you and then they reach out to you and they fill out the form or they ask for more information. That's a huge victory. And your goal was 7 in 1 week. You got 7 overnight.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Thanks.
Way to go. Yeah. So, Alfred, man, this is really awesome. I'm really excited about the business that you're building. And I'm really stoked for you guys, and thank you for sharing your story. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you'd like to talk about on the show while we have your attention and your time?
No, I probably just give another advice, because I was like, listen, we're still early stage startup, like we're still grinding every single day. I was like, you just got to know that if you're not working, someone else is working harder than you. And if that doesn't drive you, then you shouldn't be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I agree. That's awesome. Well, Alfred, thanks for coming on the Orlando Entrepreneur Show, sharing your story, sharing your mission. Guys, if you want to connect with Alfred, learn more about his business, or maybe you're doing some type of marketing and you would like to explore what immersive tech or augmented reality could do within your marketing plan, reach out to Alfred. I'll just include all the contact information in there. We want to bring the community together and to help highlight incredible entrepreneurs like Alfred. So Alfred, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening into the show. We appreciate you, and we just love entrepreneurs here. So Orlando is the place to build, grow, buy, invest, and all of the above businesses. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening in. Yeah, Alfred, have a wonderful day, man. Goodbye, everyone.
All right, take care.
Thank you for listening in on today's episode. If you would like to be a guest on the show or start up a conversation with me, Josh, your host, send me an email to josh@orlandoentrepreneurs.org. You can also find out more information on Orlando's entrepreneurial ecosystem, discover resources to help you start and grow your business, and subscribe to future shows by visiting www.orlandoentrepreneurs.org.